Curly Mob Podcast fans. We love you guys.
And so we are back loud, live, and in color.
I know y'all like, where the hell y'all been at? But y'all got to stay out for a bit. We been living, child. We need something to talk to y'all about. We got to let it build up.
Yes, live a little bit. Just a little bit.
Get some experience in life, child. How y'all doing? Welcome to the Scrolly Mom Podcast Radio. Listen, man, we miss you guys so much. And we thank you guys for listening.
It's been a long time. It's been a few months.
Been a long time.
But I know.
A change gonna come. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Rest in peace, DMX. What on our list? Rest in peace, Big Mark. Biz Markie.
Yes.
Who else passed away?
Well, a lot of other people.
Yes, a lot of people passed away.
Didn't Diane Carroll die too?
Shock G. Oh my God. It's been trying times, ladies and gentlemen. Really has.
Yeah. All three of them. Legends.
Yeah.
Right.
Most of the rest in peace, Black Rob as well. I know we probably talked about Black Rob, but you know, a lot of people have been passing, man. It's crazy.
It's right. A lot of just transitional things. I guess it's a kind of a transitional year this year. I don't know. There's just been a lot going on.
Yes, it has. Fuck coronavirus, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God, still here and it's still on our neck.
Jesus, we can't get
rid of that hole.
Go back into my mother. Wear your mask, y'all. Cause my shit. Often, but yeah.
We call it the three W's at my job. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance. Okay.
Okay.
You better watch that. Okay. That's a good way of saying back the fuck up.
Get your ass back.
Get the fuck out. Okay.
What I do know to be true is I love you.
Yes.
You know, fuck people and their bullshit. Let's just start off by saying that. You guys, make sure you maintain healthy relationships because it's very vital and key to your health and your sanity.
Right.
Just throwing that out on there on y'all because I know we've been missing that shit. A lot going on in our personal life.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, child, I've been running.
Okay.
The road has been perilous, G. Yeah. Easy. But we gonna keep running because you know it ain't nothing else to do but keep fighting. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like, you know. I think every moment's good because you know I'm thankful to have a moment. You know, be alive. But I, you know, some moments, you know, we could just skip those.
Okay.
We could skip those. But we anyway,
still love life anyway. So.
Yes, of course.
We still prosper. So that's all that matters. And not only just in money, but in health, wealth, and life, and love, and peace.
Yes, and just all things. So just let's get into it. Let's talk about some things that's been going on.
What has been going on, child?
A lot has been said about just, let's just start with the government.
Lord, child. They're giving out chicken for shot, weed for shot. And they're forcing the people to take the shot.
I just think that taking the vaccine is not this thing because they were telling people early on, oh, if you take the vaccine, you're going to wear no mask. What the fuck? Like, no, that's crazy. Still wear the fucking mask.
Right, absolutely. Like, wear your mask because I don't want to catch that shit. Get your ass back.
I definitely don't want to catch
that shit. Give me that shit. I'm going to feel some type of way. So get your ass back.
Okay, take a few steps back, okay? Like my friends say, you got too much dip on your chip. Take a few steps back, okay? I'm just, but this is real. It's here. And I don't think it's going nowhere in no time soon. You know, I've been watching the news. These motherfuckers are mad about the mask and having a protest. Oh, my mask. You're trying to mask my freedoms. And oh, my God. Womp, 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 Charlie fucking,
brown parents.
Goddamn peanuts.
Womp, 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 womp.
Yeah. I'm just like, okay, well, y'all don't wear a mask, don't get a vaccine, you don't do anything. So what the fuck can we do? Because I want things to get back normal, because I want to go and have fun with my friends. And I can't do that right now. So what the fuck?
Absolutely.
These freedoms gonna get us all in the goddamn grave. Then you gonna be real free.
So free.
Yeah, but that is a real thing.
Please.
And you saw how
if
they
you gonna wear weed. If you gonna wear, hold on, sorry, John. If you gonna wear a wig, can it not look like a wig? And stop wearing all the makeup in the makeup kit. Like, fuck, who are you?
Who are you underneath that mask, love? Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that self-love. Fuck. You could be fat, bald head, ugly, stank. Well, if you stank, just cancel it. But you could be fat, bald head, ugly, snaggletooth. Look the best. Be the best. Dress the best. Even if you're going to work, child, look semi-raggedy, look decent. Shit. Be about yourself. Don't say yourself. Love yourself. Shit, man. I'm fucking tired of you motherfuckers coming out. I kind of agree with Monique and the Bonnie thing, but I kind of don't because you got to let people live their life. Motherfucker want that shit on their shower cap on their head. Let them fucking come outside with that shit on their head.
Okay. I ain't wearing no bonnet no ways, but it's just like, you know, for those that want to, especially if you're like, if you're in a place where you're not like, if you're going to be sitting down for a long period of time, you ain't really trying to in and out the airport, like you ain't trying to impress
you trying to keep your head tight.
Right, because you traveling probably for business or traveling, you know, traveling.
They're out here get frizzy and crazy and shit.
Trying to get their head laid.
Right. Get ready to get it done for where I'm going to go at.
But here she is trying to talk bad about the girls. It's terrible.
Child, let the girls be the girl.
Okay.
I'm in charge of the girl.
All right.
I'm in charge of the girl.
Girls coming up short.
I just think.
I ain't feeling nothing but your face. Child. Girl, look at the bright. Semi-brown moon. That might be a lamp, but whatever. I'm imagining.
I just think that we all need to stop policing what we do, unless all of us.
Well, look, absolutely. There it is.
Unless, right?
Because sometimes people need to be polite. Because you know, let's talk about polite. See, we get that syllable. Oh Lord. So let's talk about Brother Polite.
Yes.
Them got caught up with the chin, allegedly. Okay. So why is the mother of this child letting this child be with a grown ass man? What is up with you New York niggas? And I'm gonna call it out. What is up with these up north men who like these young ass women? What are we living in biblical times? We know this as a child. What's going on?
They take after them people overseas. I mean, like just, young bride.
The girl was 14 years old.
Terrible. Okay.
Was not supposed to be on a South Beach with no suite with no child. Okay, let's be clear about that. Mm-hmm. You know? And so, shout out to Tasha K for blasting shit, you know, because Tasha K the one put it in the street.
It's all over the news. I've seen it on It's Rod. On just everywhere. Sweet De Niro. I've just been seeing all over the place. It's so funny.
I just feel like you can't want to be a black leader and not lead. You know that it's to lead, and to lead is to be called to be an example, regardless of who you believe or what you believe. You must be an example, and exemplify in order to lift our community, to bring us out of the shit
that we're the
add to the problem that we have in our community. You have to, when you become an example and a leader, you have to not, you can't lead with your flesh.
Right.
You must lead with precise precision. Want
to talk about being homophobic. They want to talk about all this stuff, but the main one touching these little children. A problem.
Right. Definitely a problem. It's a problem because no matter what, is we have to protect the children. It's our job as elders and older people to protect the children, not sleep with the children.
Right.
Okay? Weird. It's fucking disgusting. And anybody who should be doing that shit should be fucking castrated. You should be hung in front of the peers, live TV. You know, like in certain Muslim communities, okay, burn people alive. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's justice that need to be done to people who harm children and harm people, you know, like raping people, sick, crazy shit. Like, these people shouldn't live and exist amongst us as we pay taxes for these people to be able to function.
I'm all for restorative justice of nonviolent crimes. If you go out here and do a violent crime and it's not a defense, you gotta go, buddy. Period. Sorry.
People, bro, like, what are you, the eliminator? Like, who the fuck?
Say, what's up, doing?
But that's a violation of somebody's childhood privacy. You see, listen, we all understand as adults. James.
Rick James. I'm Rick James, bitch.
And this chicken I just dropped on the floor of my truck. Y'all stop my business.
Damn, he said this shit, and Beyonce said, "All right, girl, pull his lifeline. Pull that string, cut that string, that lifeline there. All right, very good. Carrie Hilson, yeah, pull her lifeline. Keep her alive, though. I want to see her suffer.
Y'all wash my clothes for me. Just a little message from Fire Reefer. Wash my clothes for me. Why is all this smoke over here? I don't want black people all this. No. They be niggering. Stop saying up these folk neighborhood carrying on ghetto. Sit down.
But let me tell you, I just also think that, you know, right now, very transitional time. We had a Aquarius full moon twice.
Yes. Come on, Aquarii. I've been listening to readings, child.
There was a lion's moon, you know, on the 08 08 08 date, and I'm just like, wow, like, it has been very something's aligning. There's a shift happening in the atmosphere, and you can even see with the people, like, there's a lot of transition going on. People are moving, you know, even my apartment complex just renamed their the apartment. Just certain things around me continuously changing, even like our school schedule changed. All kind of stuff is changing. So for me, I just want everybody to just remain peaceful, remain calm, and shift with it.
Like, just leave me the fuck alone. Like,
I definitely feel
I just, y'all, oh, what are these women? Okay, anyway, that might be in the job.
I just definitely, even relationship, even like relationship, friendship, you know, I don't know. I just,
how you be y'all about 2 years? I've been about nothing. I've been, listen, I forget no relationship because I can't. Don't call in. Don't leave no messages, no comments. Somebody, you know somebody. You kind of can, though, because, you know, I'm at that point.
like, these people left my drink. They left my, oh my God.
I've been drinking out the bottle. Welcome to the Squalid Mall Show, bitch. Who else this is? Put y'all feet up. Don't put it on my couch, nigga. You know? Or my table, like you ain't got no home train.
But I feel like,
you know, don't get too cute.
I feel like the Uber driver, like, you should check the order.
They can't because the bag be sealed. So Taco Bell.
Like, how, you know, I'm supposed to have a drink. Why you didn't get the drink?
Duh.
Oh, useless. Anyways, maybe he stressed out a long night. I don't know.
I'm probably drinking to my dad. Ooh, I sure need to.
Ooh, say, ooh, I'm thirsty. Ooh, hallelujah. Anyways, I hope it did bless him if he was hungry. But because they gave him my money back, I said, hallelujah. They gave me back bye-bye.
I hope it burned his throat.
Hmm?
I hope it burned his throat like some McDonald's Sprite.
Ooh. That might be good, if you know what I'm saying. Might be a little good. But yes, transitional thing, y'all be safe with that. Also, just be peaceful. And really be a listener versus being a talker, unless you have to. But if you're talking, make sure it's of sound mind. And that you're
And then eat better, child, because I eat pasta and burger meat and shit.
Don't y'all be scared. Okay.
And I'm again, child. I ain't lying to you. I'm gonna get right, y'all. I promise. I've been talking about health and greens and shit.
Oh my God. I had a salad the other day, and I promise you, I feel that thing cleaned me completely out. I was like, not to get too much information.
Yeah, because I'm eating Caesar, and I had a balsamic. But I did like a Mediterranean, so I had tomatoes and feta.
Feta. I love a good
the calamari, olive, the.
Oh, I love the olive.
I dried tomatoes. On salad eating. And no croutons, just balsamic. And the balsamic leaves a little bit of salt because I don't like sweet balsamic. But it was good. It was really good. I needed to try. But you know what? I've been buying these little Go-Gurt organic applesauce things from Publix, child.
Yes.
A few of them, and I had to pay.
We don't have a Publix here. We have HEB. I like HEB is awesome. You know, let's celebrate.
They probably got the organic look. It's like a Go-Gurt, but it's like a natural version, like an organic version. Okay, my hair could look cute in the dark. My hair could look cute in the dark, but I need my hair braided. So any hair braiders, go ahead and tap into the Scream My Podcast. Leave us a message.
Yes. Leave us a message.
Yeah, contact us. Talk to us. Just tell us your problems so we can talk about it and go in on your ass. I mean, and help you.
It's a podcast.
So we're going to go in on you, but we love, darling. We like, you know. Is Mother Love dead? Okay, we missed.
Right. Mother. I was saying I felt like Mother Love the other day.
Mother Love! Child. Don't nobody care about help healing no people. Somebody y'all. The child they cussing y'all y'all lie. Talking to my Ifa sister like that. What that girl name is from the show. I love somebody.
She said love and hip hop, child.
What a girl from
Who?
I love Scrappy. What is that?
Bambi?
No, child, the girl from I Love Flavor Flav.
She was on a young one?
Child, she talks so bad. I got a lot of friends to talk with.
Tiffany Pollard?
It'll help you. You call me.
I'm screaming.
I'm only talking to the ancestors. She is a priest. This. Yeah. So, she has wisdom from the ancestors. You can just tell it on her spirit when she talks. And her life was intensely hard. I want to finish reading her book. But, why are you two doing donuts and border crabs? To the children who are doing donuts and border crabs, please stop. Because then I just.
Can we just. I'm really
sorry. Little border crabs doing donuts.
So let's give a little update on our lives briefly.
Border crabs.
Then we're going to find our goals. So, hey, Joy.
What are we talking about?
About your life. But what you doing?
Oh, what I'm doing, I'm recording music because I child been long overdue. I'm sick of me. I'll write some new music. I definitely been writing music. I've been inspired a little bit. I've been, you know, doing my little promotion thing. I'm a job, I'm a new job, and I always got a fucking job. But I'm working on buying a house, and so, you know, trying to live in a budgeting. And pushing forward in my life, being of service, understanding it's time to cut things off and gain things. And I've been losing, I've lost, I've won, I've winning. And so in all of the lessons that I'm learning, I'm growing. And in growing, I've learned to push myself and continue to elevate to the calling that the ancestors and the ones before me have for me in my life, the path that I've chosen to walk. So I'm definitely staying grounded in that. And yeah, what else I've got going on? Slowed down the growing in the cannabis business, but I'm still learning in cannabis and growing and helping others with their grow. My clones are doing very well with other people. And I can appreciate the fact of black farming. Continue to farm, guys. Continue to grow your own shit. I'm a definitely strong believer in that. And
Leo season has been a lot. It's been in very intense, it's
very dramatic,
very intense. But it wouldn't be right if it wasn't intense, right? If it wouldn't be right for it not to be dramatic.
So we can't wait for Aquarius season.
Yeah, yes, I like Aquarius season. It's a very warm season. It is cold, but it's like people keep us warm. So I always think of it that way. The outside, cold outside, but on the inside, warm.
I want somebody to touch me on the inside. I'm just playing.
Touch me in the morning.
Inside.
Reach out and touch.
I'm not touching you on the inside, creepy ass.
Touch my body.
Why are you doing this on both of you?
Let me stop. on the boat of crane.
They do. I think these bear bites.
Bear bite. I don't know what that is.
Dirt bikes.
Oh, dirt bikes. Oh.
Listen to it. Listen. You hear that foolishness?
Mm-mm. Oh, wow.
You hear that?
Yeah, that's what I hear when I listen to Tory Lanez. That's what I hear. Let me stop.
This might be a movie.
Oh my god!
And it's funny because the band ride past like what not happened.
Fast and Furious 89.
Y'all not scared?
Yeah.
Someone must be stopped. But...
they can be controlling the cars with their mind, man.
I be telling my old niggas, let me lock the door.
So, for my update, new dogs too. Yeah. Had to get.
Jackson.
Yeah, I got Jackson. I got a new dog. You got Latte. New dog.
Latte, Latifah, child. Her name Latifah, y'all.
Latifah. Queen.
Jackson crew, too. Jackson's real crew.
Yeah, I lost one dog, which is sad. His name is Bruno. He ran away. Very sad about it. But then we got a new dog. And So, amen. My job is going good. Everything's going good. You know, I can't complain. You know, I'm still in my relationship. You know, we have our ups and downs, like any relationship does, but it's nothing bad that we can't get through. And, I'm working on new music as well. My students are actually holding me accountable to that. Mr. King, where are your videos? Where's the music? What are you doing? And so I'm getting back in the habit of doing that and things. So just trying to get back to what I love to do and finding the time to do it and making the time. So those are the two things that I've been charged with doing as of late. And because all the songs that I have are pretty much written. I just have to record them. I think that's the biggest feat always.
Right.
Always do it a level up. So I want to do a music video or some live stuff or do some things. And I'm proficient in doing this stuff. So that's the real, like, child, why am I not doing it? So I'm going to get back to that. That's some goals I have for the rest of the year. That could be money, too, that could be used to do whatever, you know. That's the extra stream of income. So I know I need to get back to doing what I do. What I love to do. I went to California. We traveled all through. That was fun. And everything. Joy, you traveled as well since the last time.
I went to Botanical Gardens.
Well, you're still traveling. She's still being having
traveled up
there. That's
ATL.
No, you went to Washington State.
Oh, so that's what I told
you? I think so, if I'm not mistaken.
No, time is over. I told you about that. Yeah, I went to Washington. I need to go somewhere else. I'm ready to go somewhere else. So I'm ready to go by the pack this little motherfucker up and fry the goddamn big cat.
Okay. Making my way downtown. Well, I know that's right. So, yeah, those are just some goals that I have. And also to increase my wealth, learning about wealth. I also, too, want to, like, probably venture into something that is a little more secure. Even though I love my apartment, but... yeah, I'm just tired of dealing with some of the tenants and just feel like I've outgrown this space and everything. I have enough stuff in this house to have a house, okay? To have enough stuff in this apartment. I got stuff in storage too, so.
Okay, come on, hold on a second.
Yes, I want to venture into that because that's what Joe Biden got on TV. He said, you know, the first step of making wealth is the home. I said, okay. All right, let's see. Let's test that shit out. Let's see for what it was worth, okay? So those are some goals that I have, and that's a little update about what I've been doing and all of that.
And Captain come.
Trying to get more sociable, too. That's another goal. I've been kind of like hidden away, you know, locked in Cinderella's castle or Rapunzel's. So I want to get back out in public like I used to. Yep.
What coronavirus?
Coronavirus. Shout out to Cardi B.
Coronavirus.
Okay. Because sometimes I feel like she's sick. You know, we're the same age. I thought we was... She was a little older. She looked right. Old. But, you know. Wow. Mm-hmm. So, that about me, a little bit about me. And Joy. And our little update.
And what the hell we been doing with this music? We gonna put some music out. I know y'all be like, they always talk about music.
And it's so funny. And that it's so funny because you would think doing coronavirus when we sat down and had nothing to do, or quote unquote nothing to do, we would have made some music by now. I'm just like,
y'all, I was trying to figure out my life, child.
We all was trying to figure it out. It was whole fuck. It was still in the whole fucking pandemic, and then it was even worse.
Worse.
So, trying to live our life just like y'all was.
Right.
So, amen and hallelujah and thank you, Jesus.
And kudos to y'all for trying to get out of that class. Yeah, for all y'all going to that PPP loan jail, don't be, you know, be going to talk about receive some money.
Okay.
You should have sent me some money. We got that PPP loan.
Okay. I ain't seen nobody go to jail yet like this. I'll show
you. That loan back, y'all, for real.
Man, definitely need that in my pocket. But, you know, I'd rather do it the organic way. You know, any way that I can do it legally. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay.
A little bit.
That for real.
Okay. Sometimes it's good, sometimes, you know, sometimes. But, yeah. Shout out to the guys in cannabis, please.
And thank you. Yes, that growing, just growers, period. People that has been at the forefront, our first responders, child. People that's been in these grocery stores working, tired, sweating, getting the coronavirus, still got to come to work, you know, get them 2 weeks off, got to come back to work. And yeah, it's... Thank y'all so much for y'all's labor and y'all's work, child. Without y'all, my world would not go around. I promise you that, child. And this unstimulated economy, child. We need we're thankful for workers, people that are going out here, including me. You know, all the teachers, all the chefs around the world, child. We keep the world pumping, for real, and other people as well. That, you know. Cashiers, everybody that works,
actors,
those that want to work and can't. Thank you for trying.
And nurses and doctors and stuff.
Everyone, I'm coughing, but I don't got coronavirus. But you know,
okay,
let me know.
Get your ass back. Hey, so when you cough, you tell it. I'm sending my throat. I'm choking on water. I got a weak throat.
Now you cough, you got to have it. Instead of saying, God bless you, you got to be like, you got to prompt and say, you know, what the cough is from, okay?
Yeah. It's weak mode, chill.
Mm-hmm. So y'all pray for me. You know, I've been going to the gym too, trying to get back in, you know, to some kind of
like a rat.
Building my body. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I'm trying to do. Trying to be healthy, chat.
Yeah, that, exactly that. I'm going to continue to do that. I need to be on the ball.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle. I think, like, I haven't got to the point where I just really enjoy it. Maybe in the very beginning, but then you had that burnout, and then it's a love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it is. It's getting a decent gym membership too, y'all.
Yes, and it's so fucking expensive. I said, y'all are wrong with this. Coming here using this barred equipment. I see y'all ain't breaking no new equipment for me. No, we're thankful for what we can get for right now. And then, okay. You know, a better. Or hope for better. All right. Well, Joy and all of you all, thank y'all so much.
We love y'all for coming to the Squirrely Bad Podcast. Yeah. Keep listening because we out here. We doing. So stay tuned, man. Don't just hold on.
Yes, and we're gonna try to stay more consistent, yeah. You know, it's just be life gets it catches up with you. You know, like what the man say, social media come at you fast. Shout out to the baby. Okay, blockhead looking ass.
No, shout out to him.
Right, life. Social media come at you fast. I say okay. All right, girl, we'll take it. But it does. It does.
Just life. Just go with it. Just go with it, bro.
Right, right. You know, you're right.
Okay.
You are right, right, right.
I'm not going around and smoke weed.
Okay.
Be mindful of other people, what you say. Sometimes people get out of line, but you know, sometimes you just gotta ignore people and be the bigger part of said and done.
And they walk away something smooth. People get real be more mad at you walking away than they are if you were to say something to them.
Absolutely.
And with that too, be careful of intention versus action. Because sometimes we have all the great intentions in the world and mean the best, but they're not felt the same way that it's meant, you know, that it's meant to come across. So be mindful of that in your endeavors, whether receiving the action or receiving the intent or intending the intention. Be mindful of that, because a lot of miscommunication can just be on the basis of those two things. Your intention not meeting the action and it not being perceived or felt the way that you wanted it to, and vice versa. So let's give grace. Let's assume the positive in people until shown otherwise. You know, and certain people, let's not let this be a merry-go-round. If they are a consistently a mess, drop them off and press on. Because certain people are out here spreading nothing but misery and want you to get caught up in the web like they caught up in it. Fuck them people and move on, because they're going to hold not only themselves back, but you back. So, you know, make sure you do that. Preserve your energy. I'm learning that right now. Being a teacher, trying to exercise and do everything I'm doing, you have to really map out your stuff, or you're not going to have to do everything. So it's very important that you do that. So, you know, be encouraged. Go out and do great things. Be of service to others.
And your community.
Yes. And be in the community.
Stop being selfish. Me, my, but then also give back. not just to the homeless nigga on the corner. Somebody, let me get $2. But like, go and do things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Give to the dog shelter and work with animals and, you know, tap in. You know, talk to people.
Tap in. I like that. Tap in. And that in itself, you know, really does cover a lot of areas. Tap in. Yes.
I mean, you know, I went to the bathroom one time and I seen somebody who had pee like apple juice, and I was just like, please drink water.
Tap in, literally.
You're dying. You're dying. You'll feel like apple juice.
Not you're dying. I'm screaming.
Oh my God. Please see black people drink water, juice, and riboflavin and hybrid. I know people that don't drink no water and they drink juice all day. Please, please.
Oh my God.
Adulting is drinking water.
You have to have that water. I was telling my kids about it. I said, y'all have to drink water. All that sugar.
Yeah, because your skin gets fucking babies on sugar time.
All that stuff is sugar featuring water. That's not it. Don't do that.
Okay.
Kool-Aid featuring water.
Okay.
So let's be good stewards.
Hey, get a oil change, y'all. Y'all change your oil and change the tires and shit.
Right. Wash it. Get a physical tune-up and get a tune-up on your car. Those two things.
Tune that ass up.
I'm screaming.
You know, tune that ass up.
Don't be out here skipping.
For real, don't skip no baths, because all this celebrity ain't taking no bath shit. I don't know where they get it from, bro.
All that money they make, y'all can't go, you know. Think about how many times I go to the bathroom and I'm passed by the toothbrush.
And so I go boycott them, because
in the all washroom.
Them, you got no, you know, you, come on, baby.
They already made me mad when they tell some, I just put the body wash on me and just let it rub off and I jump out the shower. Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, I almost choked on this water. I'm disgusted.
Okay. Oh my God.
I mean, when these grown people, and these are things that we need to know about these people, and celebrities start worshiping these people, because these people are people.
Regular people. Because I thought about it.
And trifling just like
I thought about it. I said, Mariah Carey shits. Like, she probably has diarrhea from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my God. So did like Whitney Houston, Cicely Tyson.
Beyonce, you know,
like, oh my God, they eat something bad. Like, they finna have the bubble guts.
God, it was so fancy with my stomach on liquid mode.
Cause you have $1 million in the bank, but billions of dollars in the bank, but Jeff Bezos, you know, he eats something that his ass could be on that toilet.
Is he a vegan? Come on, seriously, guys.
So that lets me know that they're human just like me. When I thought about that, Like, child, all these people got more money than me. And a
but
little more.
Money is what you believe to have. I believe I'm a multi-billionaire. And like, I can take some leaves off the street right now and say I got a multi-billionaire.
Okay, I am a typhoon. I mean, not typhoon, tycoon.
I am a storm. I am a storm to be reckoned with. Come on, that was a blessing. That was, see, that was that. You meant to say that.
Hey!
Because it's raining in Atlanta, Georgia. It's not raining right now, but it's going to rain for 2 days.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're so silly.
Make sure you put down your wig in the front and back.
And stop getting them with wigs.
Please stop with them damn baby hairs. Y'all buy fake baby hairs. I see it.
Get my wig.
At the beauty supply store. I went and got me a nose ring. I have been. And them had fake baby edges. Would have been baby hair.
Child.
I don't know babies who buy no edges.
But you know what, Joy? I find interesting that. If you think of it, you can create it. Look how somebody manifests that and made that ridiculous shit real. See? Okay. If you could do the ridiculous
shit real. Don't put that glue on your forehead. That's how that other girl got caught up.
It's controlling your brain. All right, y'all. I got to get out of here. Joy.
It's I got to go lay it down because I'm a fucking tired. I got to pee.
Yes.
And so, yeah. We love y'all, but you know, we human too.
Gotta lay down.
Lay down.
Gotta go lay it down. Lay all right. Down. Okay.
Y'all so crew. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all.
Listening.
And, I promise y'all.
Yeah. Just appreciate y'all down.
Y'all, shit, like that shit, share that shit, show that shit, tell that shit. Be like, each channel, he be talking good. I talk good, man.
And I know this is...
Put them on the rock, so I Friday, yeah.
You know, kind of random. But you know, hey, so is life. And we live there. Hey.
I'm just saying.
My God.
They had two-piece on Tuesday. But y'all...
Yes, go to Popeyes, get your two-piece. And they also got a special where you can get four pieces of chicken for $5 and come with a biscuit.
Popeyes chicken sometimes. We need to sponsor y'all. Basically what we're saying. But anyway, we need to sponsor.
But y'all,
oh, yeah. My Good Hair, man. Y'all go ahead and support My Good Hair. Follow on Instagram, Facebook. My Good Hair is an amazing product. You guys use it. Soak it up.
Yes. Shout out to them. Shout out to them. They're they will shout them.
Yes. This is brought to you by My Good Hair, My Good Hair products. You guys go soak your hair in that goodness. Because My Good Hair don't mean your hair can't be good.
Right. Let's maintain beauty. All the name of beauty.
Y'all follow Fire Food on Instagram.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. And J King TV, y'all go support it. Support the business. Y'all support the YouTube channels. Yeah. Support us, man. We follow y'all. Follow by.
Yes, we will follow back. I will follow back. Unless you do that Bitcoin and the Forex, I would not follow back.
We obviously
tell you that, and I would die on the hill tonight. I would not follow you back with that Forex.
Unless you got a whole Bitcoin, then we can talk business.
Right. But if your whole Bitcoin is 0.00001% of ownership, baby, leave it on the playground, all right?
Bitcoin.
Leave it on the playground. Okay.
That means you have a Bitcoin.
All right.
Okay, y'all, child. Y'all stay safe and y'all wear your mask, wash your hands, you know what time it is.
And
we love y'all. Go on, get up out of here.
Yes.
Follow me over there. Smooth.
Yeah.
So smooth.
Right now.
On BandLab. At Fire Reefer.
Everywhere. Find me. Google me.
Like a motherfucker. Henry. Nah, don't Google my real name though. But yeah, I'm a big internet. But y'all support us. We appreciate the support. We appreciate the love, guys.
And we'll send it back. Definitely so. So be blessed and be a blessing.
Bye y'all.
Stay full.
We love y'all.
Peace. Yes.
Technical difficulties, but we back in this thing. So
we back.
Catch the breeze, y'all.
We were talking about Brother Polite and how we need to protect our children from pedophiles
and sick people. and just sickness shit.
Broke and broken people.
Yeah, keep breaking people. Like, don't add to the problem in the community. Become the solution in the community. That's what we're here for, the elders.
Yay. So
before we got cut up, I was speaking about just being an example and leading from like out of your flesh and leading from your heart and your mind, and let your mind guide you into being somebody that, you know, somebody that's to be revered and to be an example to help. Yeah. Be of service. Like, you always talk about that, jump of being of service. So mm-hmm. To be, is to be just that, of service. And I think we should use that to uplift. I like, we were talking about paying taxes for them to live, and I don't want to pay for the pedophiles to live. I don't want them to exist in an existence where they're comfortable.
I want them to be charitable.
Shame on you. You get the shame out. Shame on you. Shame on you for doing that. Shame on you for, if you did it allegedly. But ain't nobody stupid, you know?
I think the same.
The story was that the little girl had swelling of the mouth.
Right. Lacerating. All kind of stuff around the mouth.
When she woke up, she had, he was trying to make her throw up.
Forced fellatio.
Exactly that much.
Very just gross. Like,
that's what just so happened? Fucked up. It's so fucked up. And I don't think any child deserves no sick, fucked up shit like that. I just don't.
And she's gonna be traumatized for her life, but like for the rest of her life with some shit like that.
Avenge the kids, man. That's what I believe.
Yes, we have to really keep our eye on them. Okay, period. We can't leave no stone unturned.
Absolutely. When
it comes to children and teens and people under 18.
Right.
Okay. Because I want us to get to a point where we break these generational curses. We get to a place where we can really revere our children and say that we have overcame a lot of these obstacles that have been placed in our way. We have an abundance of resources nowadays to make that happen. So let's make it happen. But Brother Polite, child, and other people that even haven't been called to the carpet just yet need to really keep that in mind. You know, all these grown people walking around, go talk to them, okay? And still treat them with respect. You know what I mean? You know,
fake ass niggas would be some of the messiahs for the community. Fuck that. And nobody ain't deem you motherfuckers rulers of our society or a spokesman for our society, because you guys ain't even proved worthy to us that you can protect us and keep us safe.
And what's with just all these rappers thinking that they're the spokespeople for Black folks? It's just not going to work.
A lot of that shit be stupid, man.
No.
You know, I mean, the baby, I can appreciate the fact that he's from Carolina, because I've been out there. I know the struggles in the folk and the music industry. Nobody really coming, like, listening to stuff from Charlotte. Not saying there ain't no heat out there, but, like, when I lived there for the period of time, the only person I really heard about was Great Cafe. So, to see Jacob out of Carolina. But the baby, what he said, and I'm from Miami, and I'm like, and I can't say I'm a spokesman for Miami, but it's inappropriate, because especially in Miami, we have a heavy gay community. I feel like your bag is your bag. You know what I'm saying? And the people who consume your music, they love your music. It's people all over type of creeds. You have to be mindful of the things you say, because at the end of the day, you're in a position where people watching you.
Right.
Speaking from both community, the Black community, you know what I'm saying, and the LGBT community.
And people from all around the world.
Why would you say something so insensitive? And you have to be able to put yourself, you can't be so far out of touch when you're not putting yourself in the position of the people you saying these things about. Because if somebody said that to your daughter, somebody said it to your son, somebody said it to your mother, or somebody you love, you would want to go down there and kill somebody, murder somebody, and fight somebody, because, I mean, that's what rappers do, right? Murder and kill.
Mm.
Right? Child. So, you know, you want to murder and kill in the name of you being disrespectful to everybody. People will spend their money to make you famous. Motherfuckers stream your shit to make you famous. These are the same people. It don't matter what creed or race they're spending their money to shop with you. You know
right.
What I'm saying? You don't have to pay no type of weight, but let's take it back to the trap. Niggas fucking with you and shopping with you from your shit, your sex being on point, your product being fat, whatever it might be, but at the same time, you're going to start shitting on the same people who put money in your pocket, so when your business slow down, you're going to need the same people, right?
Hello.
Can't be, get bigger than ourselves, man. The fame is great, but at the same time, give back to this community. Share with these communities. Understand a little dynamic. And Lil Boosie does the same thing as well. It's like nobody, I believe, they try to push an agenda. But pushing an agenda is different than being able to understand the households these children and people are coming from. You have to understand and build relationship with people. You don't have to live the same lifestyle, but you must be respectful so we can come to a mutual understanding of each other. That's humankind. Because I don't wish harm on a heterosexual. I don't wish harm on nobody, a child. I wish peace amongst everybody. We have to operate as such because the world is needing for that. No matter what you do with your life, who cares? It's your life. Everybody has free will, no matter what you believe. Everybody has the freedom to be themselves. That's why the pilgrim motherfuckers came here, so that we was able to have freedom. Well, I guess that's what they tell you, right?
Right.
So if you believe according to that shit, that's what they were going to fight. Freedom of religion, freedom of being able to do what they want.
Right.
And so, when in the mindset of that, we must be cautious of what we say to people. Yeah, I've been wanting to say some crazy shit to people. Sometimes I do, but it's, I have to be mindful. And hey, man, if somebody said it to me, I feel like, well, let me just leave people the fuck alone. It's just simple as just leaving people the fuck alone.
Right, and sometimes you have to tighten up when you say something wrong.
Yeah, please. It's okay to say I was fucked up for that. Maybe I said too much. And it's not even about you being a lesser person for doing that. It's just being a person that people can function with no matter what situation they're in. You think gay people ain't dancing to your shit? You think gays are more at the club than the heteros? I promise you that.
Okay, and spending money down.
Down
to the bar. At the bar.
And they gonna play your shit all night because the lifestyle, you don't like them living, but that's the stream that's getting you the income.
Right.
No matter where the money comes from, be respectful to your clientele, your customers. It's just class qualm. You know, shit about, you know, class.
It's the disrespect.
You're an artist bashing the motherfucker who bought his painting.
But see, I ain't like his ass ever since he did that shit to Meg. And then he got a nerve to sit here and bring Tory Lanez leprechaun ass out.
Then it was, first of all, that shit between them four was none of his motherfucking business. Who cares what they're doing? That's my whole great. Man, you just got famous. Come on, man. Let's cut it out, man. Come on.
These people going home. Millions of dollars.
Okay. In that car. You don't know what the fuck happened with the four. They got four shit, man.
Right. And it's just like,
everybody saying he shot the girl and she shot him and done. But I mean, the boy ain't locked up now, so did he really shoot him?
Well, oh, I think, but he did because he showed us the wounds. He shot that girl because he was intimidated. He was mad. But I guess, you know, it didn't go the way he wanted to go. Because they increased his
bail. Like Chris Brown and Rihanna, they were none of our business. You know, we all felt bad for Rihanna. Oh, Lord, did ya? And it was horrible. But at the same time, people grow, people nerf from shit. And right. Of course, he killed that girl if he did do it allegedly, right?
But so for me, but you know, they increased his bail. They increased his bail because he went out there in the stage and they told her to leave that girl alone. And he keep bothering her.
So apologize.
Go back to court and increase his fucking bail.
They're probably trying to apologize to her because he's like, look, I didn't mean to shoot you in the butt. Sorry.
I'm not sure, but this shit looks crazy. And this nigga can't even, to me, he's not talented. So I'm just going to throw that out real quick.
So, Tory Lanez?
Yes, he doesn't.
I don't want to play that card, but I don't listen to his music.
I hear some shit all day long.
But I listen to it because it's not because I feel that way towards Tory Lanez. It's I don't listen to music because it's not most of the shit I would listen to anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like a diss towards him. And like, I don't feel like. Old Tory Lanez did that. I don't feel like a personal thing to us because he's human like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
he fucked up. He does shit. I hope people had to account for what they are. So I don't know this man personally, so I can't say he's a bad person.
I don't like his music
because I'm more to like Masego and like, you know, K Trinada. You know what I'm saying? I listen to, you know, a different type of music. And I say his music might be bad or not. I just know a lot of that shit that you talk about, I'm just a little too old for.
No originality. It lacks.
I don't really know a lot of tracks I can call off the top of the head. There's no disrespect of trying to be funny. Serious. Like, I really don't. Because, like I said, I'm from Miami. I'm from the South. So I listen to that shit from the South. I'm not using niggas singing on shit. That's some new Atlanta shit. And the nigga I knew that was singing that was from Florida.
It's not singing. I don't care.
Everybody after T-Pain bit that shit, including Future. I'm going to sit on here. Then y'all bit that See, y'all beat that fucking auto-tune shit. Y'all beat that shit. After T-Pain started doing that shit, Wayne started doing that shit, Future started doing that shit.
Oh my God.
Everybody started doing that shit.
Give our ears a break.
I just feel like, you know, it goes a long way with me. And I'm not saying knocking nobody's music and saying it's bad and none of that shit, because I like Future. You know, but I don't like the promotion of drugs and shit. I feel like you at this point, you don't have to talk about this shit no more, because don't nobody believe you at the trap, bro, right now. We don't believe that, because I saw YouTube when the folks trying to ban you out the hood. So I know that you at a level of your career where you can talk about shit that's better than just the shit you can talk about. And I just feel like it is our responsibilities as artists to talk about things that occur, just like comedians. We talk about these issues and bring them to light so that we can feel a oneness amongst humankind. That's what music is for. To bring us together in moments and times where we need to be connected, not to diminish the population by telling them to take as much.
That need to be humble.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
I don't think it's a humble thing. I just think it's a whole thing of, like, if it works, it just works. And I don't think people understand the power of what behind how much it worked. You know what I'm saying? It's not working in a positive way. Yeah, financially for your pockets it is, but it's working negatively overall because of the responsibility that the artist holds. And you might feel like, I ain't nobody fucking role model. Niggas shouldn't have their kids listen to this shit. But unfortunately, they do.
They're going to. Oh, for sure.
What influences our lives is what we look up to. Like, you know, if we didn't listen to the early Fitzgeralds and stuff like that, we wouldn't be motivated to lose. You know, we wouldn't be motivated to make music. The things we love that created us, and we sneak in and listen to. It's a part of life. So I feel like we can have more positive. There's nothing wrong with being positive, too.
You know, right.
Wrong with making good music about uplifting people. I ain't really heard too much shit about uplifting people. The R&B shit done fell off. What happened to love and being happy and peace and shit? What happened?
I think America has just a very manic personality. We are over-sexualized. We are
over-sexualized, super entitled. We're saying we're the best in the world. America's 27th in the world in education. How the fuck? Okay, we got a lot of work to do.
Okay.
And so, you know, check some of this shit, man, because it's like, they not going to check it for us. They making money off us being dumb, too. The morgues fill up, they get money off the tax and shit. You know what I'm saying? People dying, they buying all this shit from all these other, and all these Italian people they buying all this shit from, ain't none of these motherfuckers paying no money for none of this place.
All right.
All lives matter. Where was Gucci? All lives matter. Where was Versace? If all lives matter, especially black lives, would be spending their black ass money, their black ass dollars, well, y'all was out on the front line. I'm just trying to figure it out. And I don't believe in protesting and going out there standing up holding those signs. I just believe put your money where your mouth is. If we spending money in your community, I mean, come on.
Definitely should be spending money in the community.
Spending money our own shit. That's what they show you.
I'm just so.
Ooh, my God.
And I know I keep saying that, but I'm just sick of just a lot of things, and a lot of things don't even matter. You know, to me, you know, art is expression. Art is like subjective. It's some things an acquired taste. You know, it ain't for everybody. It ain't for me. It's not so much about the young man's artistry or just people's artistry nowadays. It's just the range. Right. It's for me. It's what you. It's the bigger system at play that they don't even know that they're a part of, perpetuating these, you know, terrible morality, terrible just ways, values to live by. Just I don't like that. And right. So if I can close my eyes and you can play several artists and all their music sounds the same, baby, that music to me is like it's Manila, it's Dollar Tree music, fast food music,
right.
And so that's how I feel about some of the music. Some of it's good, you know. Some of it, in terms of the people that are at the forefront, there's always been good music that's not being pushed to the forefront for whatever. But
I can name 1,000 artists right now.
This right, same. That really I feel deserve that notoriety, but aren't getting it. That have the media. that don't need a publicist because they done fucked up and said something they ain't supposed to say. You know what I'm saying? All those kind of people. And it's just so weird. But they're not going to invest in that because that's boring. They want something that, you know, they can shake their ass to, that, you know, snort that coke to. They can do all these things.
We all want to shake our ass and do drugs and shit.
Right. That's what America's about.
Good time and dance.
Huh?
Well, we just can't have a good time and dance and have a good, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just that's where it has been for a long period of time. Not to say nothing wrong if you do those kind of things, but it's just like, when is it is like enough?
When did the party stop?
Right.
Since like, 1999. Can we?
Women going to work hard.
Can we take a rest?
Can we rest? Right, we're going to rest. All of those things. It has to be a balance. And I feel like America is just teetering on just crazy.
The land of, the land of everything. Everything goes. I'll let go.
But that's where we are. But I will say that for me, the whole situation is crazy. You know, when I look at the baby, I think of Mulan. The movie with the, you know, Mulan about the princess, you know.
She came. Have you ever seen the wolf cry?
Yes. No, that's okay. But, what's Mulan?
Fucked up and read what he was saying.
What?
High shit. They know what the fuck he was talking about, drunk and shit.
Oh no, he reminded me of that dragon. Remember when Eddie Murphy's character was trying to wake up the dragon and he broke the dragon head? That's how the baby looked to me. And from the inside out, that nigga get on my fucking nerves so bad. What he said, then the fact he doubled down on it. That was the thing that got me. If you're gonna come up with an apology, really mean it.
Right.
Really say some. Then you're just spiral. It's like he went on this whole downward spiral of just double doubting on some things. Maybe he's good friends with Lil Boosie.
Yeah.
Maybe he's good friends. You know, they did some songs together. Wop wop. Now they got a friendship. Now he's leaning towards his ideology. But what kills me is the baby's 29 years old. So it's like
accountability.
I need to grow up. I need to learn. Learn what? You're older than me.
But see, when you got pop, I don't think he understands. When you got pop star status, you have to be respectable to everybody.
Yes, because you make
music. It's bad for business. It's bad for business because the gays we do your. My bad, I don't know how to eat this shit. I'm hungry. Fuck that.
Right, not just the gays, but like. People that have STIs, STDs, you know, their situation, what they got going on. You know, what if I was at a concert? You know, I have 2 weeks to live.
AIDS affected a lot of people. A lot of people are dying from AIDS. I was, you know.
And it really wasn't on people's fault because they didn't know.
I mean, we really didn't know about it until like the late 80s, like early 90s. Meaning, like, how you really contracted it? You know, my bad, y'all. I'm eating this shit.
Yeah.
Y'all must stop my business. Turkey sounds like. And there's a grilled turkey sound. Anyway, but I don't think he understands because he's 29 how much it affected a lot of people. A lot of people were losing family that were close to this shit. And it sounded like coronavirus. It took a lot of people out. It was just more effective. And so, to be insensitive about things like that, it's not a good look. Because it says you really have no heart. Because what about a kid that was born with AIDS?
It's so traumatized when people that don't trust people of experience that they're not experiencing. And try to
how you contract the AIDS unknowingly. You know?
Exactly.
So it's like, when you go around dishing ignorance, it doesn't sound like, it sounds like irresponsibility.
And then, like,
I said, sometimes situations call you to be more responsible about how you behave.
It has to be
talking about this shit you was talking about on here. I bet you your attitude will change. They're really praising this guy because he murdered somebody. You stole your friend's granny.
Did what?
She murdered somebody.
Who?
The baby.
I didn't know he murdered somebody. I think I saw that. Yeah, I was like,
Martin and Charlotte. His daughter was with him. And
what did they have going on?
I have no idea. Why the streets in here? But they exalt him for this. And start when do we start saying it's okay to kill people as black people? Rewarding this shit. I'm like, okay, self-defense is one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the other shit? Like, shouldn't you be making up for the community because you took a life? You definitely took from our community and nobody held you accountable. Somebody's father, somebody's brother, somebody. We need to find better solutions as black people to get along. It shouldn't be like putting two stray cats in a cage together and they fight.
Right. We should be trying to come together.
Gay, straight, who cares?
We all have the same problem.
Dollars make sense to the white folk when we, you know, we spend all our money with them.
Okay.
Ask Fendi and them vote how much that black money help out.
We could look like a paper bag. They still be like, oh my God.
Come on, them little fuck. They're getting that money. What about buying back the ghetto? Instead of talking about who's sucking dick in the parking lot, why do you even care?
Right. Why is that even fine? That's what I was just like. I think he got, it's a backstory there.
Rolling out loud, these niggas is smoking and watching the concert.
Right, we trying to have a good
time. That's all I would have paid for.
Blue, everybody's happy.
Yeah, I don't want to do sucking part and all this shit like that. I just want to hear about the music.
Right, we're going to get back to that.
Fucking dick doing what? I don't suck dick. What that got to do with me?
Then the fact that he paid $10,000 extra to have more time, to the point where Chris Brown got on Instagram and he started complaining, saying, like, nigga, do your set and get off the stage. It shouldn't have been all of this, you know, transition, all this.
You anyway.
You got Chris Brown saying some shit, complaining. Oh, you know you got a fucking problem.
Bitch, we want to hit Chris Brown anyway. You know, because I had the lights and shit set up and the swings and shit.
Okay. And his, oh my God, his fucking set was so budget. It was just like, you know, standard template bullshit. Then he'll break
all the money went to all that bullshit on his neck and all that foolishness that's gonna depreciate with value.
I'm just so sick of just like, anyways, I just think that he needs to take time to reflect. If he's gonna come back, he needs to address all this stuff.
I'm at him in the well. I'm supposed to still love you.
I'm just like, y'all.
Nobody kind of be crazy. Nobody saying that now.
But I know one thing.
Nobody saying that I'm killing.
That international shit is going to definitely dry the fuck up. Europe, they're not calling you. They, what? Who's going to have the baby come over there and say some shit? And they, you know,
they like Cardi B though.
You see how the French do. You say what?
They like Cardi B though.
Oh, we love. Maybe. What?
Well, they kind of don't, though, because they be like, she's inappropriate, and she says a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I watch these English children read her for food.
But I just
doing a review on her potato chips. They were doing a review on her potato chips.
Oh, I like her wrap chips.
I don't know. The only ones I really like, who got the sour cream? Amigos. They had some sour cream. Ranch with some dip or something like that. That shit was good. I ain't like them puffs. I don't like them barbecue honey barbecue puffs. Girl, you wildin'. Wild out. What she good at? Wild out. Nipsey, wild out. That must be your food, Jeremy.
Where food came from?
My food in the bottom of my bag right here.
I want to talk about just the reasons why we're here.
Okay. The reason why we feel.
I need to get more
and drink a little bit
money. I need the money to be deposited in my account. When is Joe Biden, if you listen to this, come closer. I know FBI's listening.
Give me my motherfucking money for my unemployment, bitch. I don't
mean on the first. I'm trying to get in contact with you about your extended warranty on your vehicle.
Please let them call your house. Please stop them calling me. Okay.
All right, Joe. Where is my money?
Where is the 15th stimulus check? I think that black people should be getting stimulus for the rest of our lives long. You feel me?
Yes. For 400 years.
You use that slave bank account to get that damn money. That was to get them for that money.
Because I know we got it and we're good for it. So where's my money?
The slaves were fought for it. So we built that White House.
Joe, if I don't have that money,
Joe Biden, what am I doing wrong with that? Why don't we delete them?
Huh?
He better delete them too long.
Okay, he better delete something up in here that I don't have to pay back. Okay.
Okay.
Pull up my credit file and give me an 800 credit score right now. That would be
correct.
Period.
And here we are.
Thank you, Joe.
I can't be eating no pop.
Can't be eating what?
Pasta with my fingers. I'm drunk. Look.
But let me tell you how Uber got the Uber Eats. So I just ordered Taco Bell, right? And I ordered a very standard shit from the menu. Why am I missing three items?
Uh-huh.
So now I got to get out of here, get me a refund, and give me... Child.
Put that shit... And let me tell you something with these Uber grocery things, too. So they finna make me mad. Because I ordered Uber a lot when I was at this child house.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucker, if the item on there, because you can't pick the item, bitch, get the next thing like it. Don't just say it ain't available because that's bullshit. I still won't like it. Get the other one. Fuck. And pick the cheaper option, bitch. Stop picking up that old special shit. Put that shit back. You know I wouldn't get that shit if I was sold. I pick the shit when I ready. Sick of them. Now, I ain't cheap, but I am. That's what Uber Eats. I be like, child, why is this cereal $12? I'm high, so I'm going to get it. I don't feel like going to pay for convenience. Child, convenience is getting robbed.
I'm not about to play with them. I'm going to light their ass up like the Diablo sauce that I got. I'm going to light their ass up just like that sauce lights up my mouth. And I'm going to definitely get this money back.
Period. I'm definitely going to eat the chicken cubes off of this pasta immediately.
Period.